It's Morning Edition on Michigan Radio. I'm Christina Shockley. We are launching a new show here at Michigan Radio this afternoon. Stateside with Cynthia Canty will air each Thursday at 3. Cindy's already known to many in the Metro Detroit area from her work on The Breakfast Club with Jim Harper and her years as a TV anchor. And now Michigan Radio's audience across Michigan will have a chance to get to know her. Cindy is here to talk about the show and its mission. Cindy, what is Stateside going to be doing?
Well, it's a talk show, but what we want to do with this is provide a platform that we see as respectful, that's open-minded, and allows all of us to discover stories from every corner of Michigan. So it can be political, it can be issue-oriented, cultural, funny, and we want to inform and entertain.
What's going to be on the first show today?
We are going to start with what we felt was an obvious first guest for Stateside, the governor of Michigan. Also a fascinating conversation with writer Mitch Albom about his new book, The Timekeeper. And he has a lot of fans out there. I'm realizing that from Facebook postings. People are very excited about this book. And we really get into his writing process because he's so prolific and writes in so many different ways. And so we're going to really kind of dig into that writing process. And we're also going to be checking in with our own Lester Graham from the floor of the DNC.
Now, you've had a long career in commercial broadcasting, but you're no stranger to public broadcasting.
When I was out of college and I was working as a health educator for the American Cancer Society in the late 70s, I would get in my car and immediately turn on this awesome show called All Things Considered. And then, oh boy, they added this newer show called Morning Edition. And I was fired up by the stories that I heard and the reporting that I heard. And it made me say to myself, I want to be in radio. And ultimately, that's what drove me into radio journalism. And here I am. It just feels like the circle's complete just a few years later. But so it feels like coming home. And the other thing that used to happen is when I would leave my other job, where it's all about not talking. It's all about not talking in a lot of the FM commercial stations now. And I would be so hungry to have my brain fired up that I would get right in the car and turn on to Michigan Radio for Diane Rehm or Terry Gross to hear some great conversation.
So you've been listening to Michigan Radio for a long time.
I've been listening to you. You got me to work a lot of mornings.
Overall, Cindy, what do you want Stateside to accomplish?
I want it to make all of us feel more connected. So many of us are living in the little bubble. You're getting the kids off, you're getting in the car, going to work, or doing whatever you need to do. And there's kind of a sense of isolation. We might not know the names of the people two doors down, let alone what might be going on the other side of the state that is impacting people. So my hope is by spending time exploring issues, meeting people, that we get that sense of commonality and that it just feels more like, help us all feel more like a community here in Michigan.
Thank you so much for talking with me about this, and I can't wait to hear the show.
Thank you, Christina.